WWA, W4DJW. Is it going to rain today?
Well, at my house, it just seems like I have this force field to where all the clouds that approach the house divide like the Red Sea and go from the north to the south or the east to the west and go right by me. Oh, man. Chasing one of the dogs yesterday. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
I'm doing good. The reason it does that is because they know you want to fly. That way you can fly whenever you want to. And if you really want it to rain, then you go out there and fly, and then it rains.
Oh, mercy. I have had so much going on. It's just been crazy. Oh, and by the way, I got to cut the grass this week at the field. And I'm probably going to try to do that Thursday afternoon late. And that way, you know, we got our meeting this coming Saturday for the club, right?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm going to try. Am I or am I not? I think we've got to leave and go to North Carolina. We didn't go this past weekend, so we've got to go this weekend coming up. When Amy gets back from Boise that weekend, we got to leave and go to North Carolina.
Hey, going to see that grandbaby. That's a good thing. Well, so what else is going on this morning? Have you got that project finished or not?
No, I've got the fundamental big chunks working, so I can make the Raspberry Pi transmit a signal on VHF, FM, AFSK, AX25 unencumbered information frames, and I can get it to receive it on several other UI view, like APERS packages, like Xaster and UI view. They receive it and they'll retransmit it. So that's a big step. That's huge. That means we can use APRS to share information.
Man, making real progress. Well, in the meantime, I found a place in the Metals Supermarket, and they're reasonably priced. Well, reasonably priced for our current economy, and I can go over and pick up the different types of metals that I need, and I picked up my aluminum angle for the support shelf to go in the back of my Transit, so I'll have two levels of airplanes.
Is it going to be fixed, or are you going to make them so like they can fold up so you can put taller planes in there?
I have approximately 20 inches of height from the base of the vehicle to the upper shelf, and then I'll have approximately 24 inches or better on the second shelf up to the roof of the cab or up to the roof of the vehicle. So, and all that's going to be almost 60 inches from the back door to the second row seating. So I ought to be able to get at least four aircraft in there. And the best part is it's a shelf system that I'll just be able to pick it up and set it out.
Well, that sounds like a plan. When you get time to work on that?
Go back into the Hacienda, and I've already got the Transit backed up to the man cave door, and I'm going to try to knock that out in the next hour or so. So I'm kind of hoping that that's all going to work out fairly quick, because the system that I've got should go together fairly rapidly. So I'm hoping by about noon I'm going to have that as a finished product, and I'll be able to go on to some other things.
Leave a little gap there in case somebody else wants to jump in. All right, well, I just heard you in there throw your call sign out, so I just decided to say hello and take a break, and now I'm getting back to it. So I'll let you get on to that. I'm getting back to assembling APERS packets with some good information in them and transmitting and retransmitting those to get them out there and around. So take care. Be careful. I hope it rains at your house today. If that's what you want. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
Before you go, did you get your chair situation worked out? And ain't it nice to be in the cool upstairs again?
It is. Amy likes it cold. I had it So I put a little Raspberry Pi in the hall on a little wall wart, and it logs every second what the temperature is in the hall. It's got a little BM something, I forget the designation, but a little barometric pressure thing that has a temperature and humidity on it. And so I just tail that file and pull it over to my Windows machine, and I've got an Excel that refreshes every minute, and it puts a graph on there, and you can see it, what the temperature is. And it shows when the temperature starts climbing after the air conditioner shuts off, and then when it starts falling when the air conditioner kicks on, and off and on and off and on. And it bounces back and forth about 2 degrees. And it does that about 4 times an hour. So when it like gets up to a certain mark, it'll kick on, and when it gets down to a certain mark, it'll kick off. So I just kind of open that Excel spreadsheet and look at that graph every now and then. It's staying real constant. So, yes, it is good to have that AC on there. And what was the other question? That was one. Well, you had two of them.
Did you get your chair situation worked out?
Oh, yeah. I went and got 4 big washers, and I put them under where the broken part was so that when it leans back, it doesn't fall all the way back. They kind of hold it up, and I'm using that temporarily. I don't want to take a break from programming to go off and get a new chair. I'll do that eventually, but right now I'm making too much progress to do that. So it works. It's kind of floppy. When you stand up, it makes a big noise. It goes, boom. It's a big noise. Dog looks at me like, what's going on? But it's good enough for now. It's a temporary fix until I get a few minutes to go find a new chair.
Now, remember, you do have the option to bring it over here and weld it if you really wanted to. But like I said, if it were me, I'd instead of bringing it over here to weld it, I'd spend that time to go get a new one. Okay. Well, listen, 73s, have a good time. And I know you will enjoy your programming day. 73's K4VWA. I'm clear.
All right, have a good one. W4DJW, clear.